Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In 1 hour, we'll start simulcasting the radio transmission via PrisonPlanet.tv, not just in the audio, but in the visual. That is coming up with Pastor Lindsey Williams to take your phone calls and get more into what a high-level oil company executive told him they were planning to do, and his information has turned out to be absolutely spot-on and gold. And folks wanted a chance to talk to Williams when I had him on last week. We didn't have time, so I've got him back up for an extended interview coming up. The next 20 minutes or so, then we're going to go to your phone calls for the balance of the hour, cover some other important news about Internet censorship being announced. I mean, they're killing the Internet. It's being announced in the New York Times, Toronto Star, everywhere, but telling you how great it is for your own safety. I know it's the global elite can't carry out this mass Madoff-style swindling of everything, if you're aware of it. And they can't have people showing old clips of Obama lying about everything, about lobbyists or about letting you read the bills or about the war. So that's coming up. But I want to get Glenn Spencer on because jury rules rancher didn't violate migrants' rights. We interviewed this rancher years ago when this all happened. He couldn't talk to us during the court trial. We've talked to his wife now. He will be on either later this week or next week. But Glenn Spencer has been working on the case and covering it as well. A federal grand jury found Tuesday that a southern Arizona rancher didn't violate the civil rights of a group of illegal immigrants who claimed that he detained them at gunpoint in 2004. And he'd had his house robbed, cattle killed. The jury did find him liable for 4 claims of assault and 4 claims of infliction of emotional distress and ordered Barnett to pay $77,000, $60,000 of which were punitive. Barnett declined to comment afterward, but one of his attorneys, David Hardy, said the plaintiffs lost on the bulk of their claims and that Barnett has a good basis for appeal on the 2 counts on which he lost. Folks, the illegal aliens are burning houses in Texas, Arizona, assaulting people, killing police, rocket attacks. I mean, the border is collapsing. Glenn Spencer, you know, good news, but also bad news. And we know in this case they were trying, according to witnesses, to really set him up. Tell us what really happened here.
Well, it's exactly what the witnesses, people have said. I've been out with Roger. I used to have a radio show years ago, about 10 years ago, and I did a remote broadcast from his ranch 10 years ago. And at that time, Roger was being overwhelmed by illegal aliens on his ranch. He has 22,000 acres in southeastern Arizona. He's about 50 miles east of where I am right now. I have a small ranch on the border, and I've known Roger for years. He is an American hero. He has been complaining. I was back with Roger 10 years ago, 1999. He gave testimony, and I've got it on my website, to the House Judiciary Committee. And he was saying, what is going on here? I am being overwhelmed. My livestock are being killed. My property is being destroyed. And so he testified before Congress about this 10 years ago. And he's since, during that period of time, he's been out trying to protect his own property. And he is apprehended and turned over to the Border Patrol more than 12,000. I think it's closer to 15,000 illegal aliens. None of them has as much of a, as a scratch. Now you have a setup where the, because he's effective and because he works with the Border Patrol and he has within his rights, he is a threat to those who are advocating the wholesale invasion of our country. And they tried to shut him down. That's all. This was a setup. They went after him and they failed.
It was basic Mexican mafia tactics.
No question about it. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF, was set up by the Ford Foundation back in the 60s. And they are a, believe me, anti-American legal defense and education.
We'll stay there. Let's talk about them and how they set him up and what happened. But he's won a major victory. They were going to send him away to prison for a very long time. They've just gotten this fine. He's going to defeat that as well. Stay with us, Glenn Spencer, American Patrol.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Glenn Spencer, you know, it'd been almost a year since I had you back on when I had you on last week. I don't know why we hadn't had you back on. We all just get so busy and you look down for a minute and a year passes. Maybe you should reintroduce yourself to folks, because a lot of listeners probably don't know who you are. We have a lot of new AM and FM affiliates, a lot of new listeners on the web as well, because you're one of the most educated, informed, longest fighting people in the defense of the Republic. I mean, the globalists openly say they want to get rid of the United States by mutualizing the borders, and that's what's happening. So before we continue on with the ongoing invasion, tell the folks a little bit about yourself and your websites.
Well, my name is Glenn Spencer, born and raised in California. Went to college, went to university out there, college educated in economics and mathematics. I spent a lot of years in management science work and energy development. I actually ran an oil exploration company, seismic exploration company, very successfully for a number of years. But about 18 years ago, I saw what was going on in California, and I took early retirement and started into this fight. And about 7 years ago, I moved down to the border, and I eventually bought a ranch right here. I bought an airplane. I fly the border from Texas to California all along the border every 2 months and document what's going on there. And, of course, the government is lying to you about what's the fence. The websites are AmericanPatrol.com. And by the way, last time I was on with you, boy, you have quite an audience out there. Our hits went skyrocketed. But also I have AmericanPatrol.com, which is my personal website. I pay for that. It's political. So I just pay for that. And then I have a nonprofit called AmericanBorderPatrol.com. That's a 501c3 in good standing, and we report what goes on at the border. As I say, I'm right at the Mexican border right now, looking out my window at the San Pedro River, which is a major smuggling corridor. Right now, we're building a tower down there to put a thermal camera to look right down on that river.
Okay, and your video, more than anybody else's, got so many different programs, like the Minutemen started and really got national attention on this, so it shows what one person can do yet again. Now, Glenn, let's get back into how they tried to set up this rancher, Mr. Barnett, Roger Barnett, and then let's get into the Ford Foundation.
Yeah, well, what they have been doing lately, they did it with the rancher Joe Sutton down in Texas, and I went and met with him. They'll get a group of people who it is a setup. About a year ago, they had a bunch of people bring weapons onto his property, and he got into trouble there because they hadn't done that before, and so he pulled his gun on them, and that was a setup too. But here you have a group of people who were, I think, trained and briefed on how to behave, how to agree amongst themselves that he did certain things. Okay, so they fabricated these stories. And
by the way, he had a bunch of witnesses that hadn't happened, and thank God, even some video.
Absolutely. So what they tried to do, which was what MALDEF does, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and all these. They tried to. Roger's a successful businessman. I understand something. He's a self-made businessman. He has a big tow truck operation in Arizona and New Mexico. He owns a big propane company. He is a very successful businessman.
And he's got a Ponderosa. He's got a Ponderosa-sized ranch.
He's got 22,000 acres. So he is a successful guy. He's got some deep pockets. I'll be very, very frank with you. And that's why they went after him. They tried to strip him of everything he had. And they, thank God, they failed. Now, so that, as I say, I've been out with Roger many times. I was out with him one time, and I'm too bad with... We don't have the link on the web because my server took it off. But I was out here with him one time, and I interviewed him. And he said, you know, this guy, the head of the Border Patrol in Tucson, told him those weren't illegal aliens on his ranch. Those were campers, people out camping. And I was out with him one time. We came across a group of about 55. So he picked up his cell phone, and he called the Border Patrol. He says, I got a group of campers out here for you. And it, let me tell you, 45 minutes later, we walked around another corner, and there was another 40 people right there. And he picked up his phone. He says, I got a group of campers out here. But, you know, Roger was a former Cochise County deputy sheriff. He knows the law. He knows how to move. He doesn't want to get into trouble with these people. He knows they're trying to set him up. He's very careful. That's why he's, you know, he's apprehended 15,000 people without a problem.
Now, and that's why they went after him.
Huh?
And that's why they went after him.
That's when they went after him. They've been trying to set him up. So, you know, and these are powerful people with millions of Ford Foundation dollars. Now, look at my site. I had 75 people online. Now I got 217. You have a popular show.
Well, you'll get a lot more than that. We have millions of listeners. Great folks.
You sure do. Wow.
Anyway, okay.
By the way, when your listeners go on, the front headline story comes out of Investors Business Daily, and it's how this whole phony fence business has been perpetrated on the American people. And I know America, brother, there, Investors Business Daily got this from a video we have. It's linked on there called This Is Not a Fence. You just look at that thing. See, I do aerial surveys. They are lying through their teeth. And Investors Business Daily is going after it. So what happened in the stimulus package? We showed that fence is working when they put it in right. He put in $200 million for the failed virtual fence and nothing for a real fence. Nothing.
Let's talk about they were defeated in their total amnesty bill. They said, well, you can't see the bill, but just trust us, it's not amnesty. And then Senator Sessions leaked it and wrote an article about it, senator out of Alabama.
Right.
Thank God. I'm just recapping it for listeners that don't know. And it was more than amnesty. It was a pardon for all these felons.
Well, within 24 hours.
Absolutely. So basically, anybody who wanted to come here was legal. The 30 million that were here were legal.
Yeah.
And Bush said that was an amnesty. What are they planning now that they've got Obama in to try to push total amnesty again?
Listen, he's worse than Bush. He's just confronted with this huge unemployment problem. But he is going to pull back on enforcement. He's going to stop the border fence. He is going to look the other way. They cut the E-Verify, this electronic system, where the employers can instantly verify with 99.696% accuracy, or 99.6% accuracy. They pulled it out of the stimulus bill so that they want to be able to go out and use these billions of dollars to hire illegal aliens. Can you believe that? That's what these Democrats are doing to it.
It's amazing, Bob.
Yeah. And now, this fella is out of the Saul Alinsky school, and these are open borders radical communists.
Bob, so much is going on. I mean, you track this constantly. What is most important for us to know right now about what's happening in the world?
Are you talking to Bob or me? Hello?
I meant Glenn. Sorry, somebody was talking to me, and so I got distracted. Glenn Spencer.
Well, the problem we have right now is that there's a possibility that Mexico, the government, could fail, and we could have tens of thousands, if not a million or more, people head for that northern border. Okay, their northern border, our southern border. And we're just launching a program. We finished our surveillance, okay? And we've launched a new Operation Bias. It's called Border Invasion Alert System. We're going to have it up on the American Border Patrol site here soon. We know where all the vulnerable spots are. If they decide to flood across the border, we know where they'll come across. And we're going to have an alert system to tell the American people if and when it happens. Because we have the capability, the airborne capability, to report it very quickly. And I'll hopefully let you know if some major event starts. We think there's some very sensitive places like just to the west of El Paso, Nogales, Tecate. There are some very sensitive spots where we could be overwhelmed.
Glenn Spencer, you know, it's not just Mexico that's in danger of collapsing. Areas of the United States are. Homeland Security says they believe Mexico could collapse any time in the next 9 to 12 months.
The CIA says that the greatest threats we have are Pakistan and Mexico. I mean, you know, have we left the border open? I mean, if your viewers go on site, you see the kind of border that the Congress ordered. It was a two-layer fence. And then right below that, it shows you what they gave us. They say they built 640 miles of fence. They built 200 miles of single-layer cheesy fence on the border and are lying to you. And a lot of that, 40 miles of that, is useless. So the government built 160 miles of useful fence, but only one layer. They were supposed to build two. And they're supposed to build at least 700 miles of it.
What's going on with the Minutemen today that have been so demonized for just going out with binoculars and reporting crime?
Well, because they called attention to it, and the open borders crowds don't want that. They don't want the American people to go on. You know, there's a blackout of what American Border Patrol does, and I can't get arrested. We've been flying the border for over 2 years and posting our results and challenging the DHS. I held a press conference in the National Press Club on January 15th. Spent almost $10,000 setting this all up. You know how many people showed up in the media? Nobody. I spent almost $1 million of my own money personally invested in this effort. And because we know what's going on, and because we're the only organization in the world that goes out and regularly flies the border. I'm the pilot, 500 feet off the deck. We know what's there.
Glenn Spencer, I want to do one more segment with you, then callers, we're going to get directly to all of you that are holding at the bottom of the hour. I want to come back and talk about the sheer magnitude of murders and death and kidnapping and carnage on the southern border that has just destroyed communities on both sides, and why is the government covering that up?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 18, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $964. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $991.44, $495.72 for the half ounce, and $247.86 for a quarter ounce. That's $991.44, $495.72, and $247.86.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please, and if things don't change soon, he will.
Glenn Spencer is our guest for another 5 minutes. Glenn, 5-6 years ago, I would read the Texas papers down on the border about mass kidnappings, murders, police being killed, sheriff's departments being held hostage, just drug dealers ruling everything. Most of the sheriffs on the payroll, you know, constantly getting busted. More than 10 towns in Texas flying Mexican flags at their city councils. No English allowed. And I'd tell people and they wouldn't believe me. Now, it's finally breaking nationally because it's getting worse and worse. living on the border, tracking this. How bad is it really, and how much worse can it get before total collapse?
Well, we have murders happening, especially along the border here, at an incredible rate. 6,000 people in Mexico were murdered last week, drug-related killings. But what's more frightening right now is, you know, the kidnapping capital of America is Phoenix, Arizona. They have a kidnapping every day, sometimes two or three times a day. People held for ransom and abducted. Home invasions. This is a United States city. People are being, the murders, the killings that are going on, kidnapping, beheadings right along the border.
This is what it's like to live in Guatemala. We are now going to be like Guatemala.
No question about it. And if there is a complete upheaval in Mexico, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was being orchestrated by their government, then they're going to push millions of people across the border. And we down here are going to be in a world of trouble. A lot of people. But that's not going to stop here. It's going to come north. And you've got a lot of very vicious people who wouldn't think twice about blowing your head off.
Well, that's the other issue, is that they can use any name they want. The Mexican consulates will give them as many fake IDs as they want. Then the U.S. government accepts that for welfare. I mean, this literally every criminal that lives in Mexico is on their way here.
Yeah, but you have, as outlined by Investor's Business Daily, and it's on the front page of our site, our government could stop this. They could have stopped it 40 years ago, and that's why when I stood there at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., I paid thousands of dollars to set this up, and the people knew I was there. Not one media member of the media would show up because they wanted plausible deniability. They don't want to have to say, yes, we knew that our government was betraying the people and deliberately leaving the border wide open.
Well, Glenn, if you read the Security and Prosperity Partnership documents that have been declassified, they state they're going to use economic and immigration crises as things collapse to say, see, we need a continuous border, contiguous, with all of North America, Mexico, the United States, Canada, and just get rid of borders and just legalize everyone. That's going to be their solution as things implode.
No question about it. That is Barack Obama's number one priority in my judgment. He wants to eliminate the United States of America and merge it with Mexico and Canada.
How do we stop it?
Well, put people in office who will defend your country. Now, we're just spread the word. I think it's getting out there when they stopped amnesty. They stopped amnesty. We've got to do the same thing about stopping this invasion from Mexico. They've got to finish this fence down there. It was a Secure Fence Act of 2006, passed by two-thirds of the House of Representatives, more than two-thirds, over 82% of the Senate, signed by the president, and they promised to build 700, probably more like 800 miles of double fence.
And they didn't do it. Well, you know, the federal government is only supposed to do three things. Coin the money, defend the borders, and have the military. That's it. And they won't control the issuance of the currency. The private Fed does that, Federal Reserve, and they won't defend the border.
That's correct.
You know, it's just sad to see that they're going to use NORTHCOM military against the American people, and they say they are for civil unrest, but they don't allow the National Guard, the few they put down there for the news cameras, to even have loaded weapons. So the National Guard goes around with loaded weapons in the U.S. for us, but they have to turn tail and run. As you know, it's been in the news many times. Our troops run from the Mexican military.
Well, they were ordered to do that by Governor Napolitano of Arizona. She's now the head of Homeland Security. She is an open borders advocate.
That's right. The connections just continue. Well, Glenn Spencer, or I can call you Bob, thanks for coming on with us, and I really appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's just the facts. And our military, they've even shot military and FBI and police, and they just run like cowards under orders. That's America now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane. We'll meet again. We'll meet again.
The crystal ship is being filled. Fly.
Oh, tell me where your freedom lies. The streets are fields that never die. Deliver me from reasons why you'd rather cry. I'd rather
military is in Afghanistan, shipping in all the heroin the girls and boys need, shipping in all the cocaine they need, and pushing all the Ritalin and Prozac on the kiddies, not in the schoolyard, but in the schoolrooms. That's what that song is about. Let's go ahead and go to Todd, Remo, Isaiah, Brian, Scott, and others. Todd, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, always a pleasure to talk to you. I have a suggestion and an observation. You know, music is very powerful. Your bumper music is always, you know, filled with messages of patriotism and resistance. And I was thinking maybe a contest would be in order where listeners would submit music to maybe go on a CD to kind of benefit your endeavors. You could even, you know, include album art in that too, and maybe even available for download or whatever. But that was just an idea. The second thing I wanted to say is I just came back from Houston on a little vacation with my family. I took my children to the Children's Museum, and there's just no escaping the programming. Right into the entrance of one exhibit was a faux biometric handprint to get into this top-secret toy lab. And so we get back to the hotel, and we rarely watch television. I was looking for some cartoons, and they had, in the time when all the states are talking about declaring sovereignty, they had a Star Wars program where an evil separatist group is releasing a bioweapon on the government.
Yes, everything, sir. The most popular toys right now, because I've seen the most popular Christmas toy list, are spy toys. And almost all of them, it's about spying on your parents. The toys are about going through checkpoints and searching people. It's about putting people in camps. They actually have toys for this that are the most popular. It's about biometrically being able to get into your room. And the Time magazine for kids teaches them to take microchips and to thumb scan, and then to get their school lunches, they thumb scan, and to get library books, they thumb scan, and then for adults, you thumb scan. It's just going in everywhere, and they're demonizing cash all over the news. Many businesses won't take it now. And then notice, at the same time, a lot of people had, you know, 1%, 2% credit card interest. Suddenly they're telling them, oh, it's 18, it's 19. You know, if you don't like it, just cancel your credit card. Oh, we're going to go up on your ATM fees. Oh, we're going to go up on your banking fees. See, once they have it cashless, they can do whatever they want. Tax, regulate, control, track everything you're doing. And yes, the conditioning is everywhere. I mean, I can't go on vacation and turn on the television or look at billboards or go to a museum or read a textbook. Everything is brainwashing.
Yeah, and I took a little picture of their programming machine, and I told the ladies in the information desk, I said, I love coming here, but, you know, this is creepy because the biometric society is on the way. So, hey, Alex, I love you, man. God bless you. We're always praying for you, and
thank you.
That film comes out.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, you notice you see CIA TV ads and hear CIA radio ads everywhere. We've played some here. They admit that they're recruiting people, but so are other federal agencies. That's to be part of the new million person. This is now official, the Pentagon setting it up. Million person domestic spy force. 1 million spies. And what are they teaching police and others? It's gun owners. It's conservatives. It's people against the New World Order. And every video game, every TV show, you know, SpongeBob, everything now, it's Enviro Cops. It's, you know, go out and kill CO2 monsters. It's just total brainwashing. You cannot let your children watch TV or go to public school, or they will be taken away from you psychologically or maybe physically. The state spends more time with the average American child than their parents do. I've seen different statistics, but the average adult spends about 45 minutes of meaningful time with their children. And the state has your children on average 8 hours a day. Then they come home and watch the brainwashing television. The average child watches 4.5 hours. So your child gets home at 4. You cook dinner at 5. The TV's on. You're on the phone. You're busy doing bills. The sink's broken. The garbage disposal's broken. The lawnmower's broken. You know, you're busy. You bounced a check. Your mother-in-law is coming into town, and your children are in front of the television. So easy. And they're gone. They're being programmed, controlled by the society. Great points. Romeo in Texas.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Glad to finally talk to you. Anyway, I guess I'll just jump right into the point. I've been wondering for a while, do you really think they're trying to just take over America? I don't think it's that easy.
I mean, the global banks openly control the Treasury and the private Fed. They're openly stealing $9.7 trillion, now up from $8.5 trillion a month ago. They are openly setting up a World Bank to rule the U.S., and every major publication is saying the New World Order is here and defining it as a world government run by banks that you pay hundreds of new carbon taxes to. They've militarized the police. They've shut up NORTHCOM, and they have taken over. Congress was threatened with martial law if they didn't pass the banker bailout bill.
I don't think that's just the thing, though. It's not, because there's always people. People are always going to be the problem. That's when population control is going to come into play. And I haven't heard you talk too much on that.
Really? I'm covering up population control? I didn't know that.
No, they want to kill most of us, if not all of us.
I didn't know that. I'm actually been covering that up. Are you really a listener? You haven't heard me talk about that every hour, every day?
It seems like you're just informing us instead of instructing us. Everyone's waiting to do something. Everyone's getting prepared. No one's actually saying, okay, we're going to organize this, and then we're going to start making protests, and then we're going to eventually...
Really? I haven't been having state reps on every single day, and I didn't
have... Where's the progress? Where's our organization? When are the people actually going to make a definite stand to make everyone aware?
Well, there are 6.5 billion people and 300 million in the United States, and things are complex. The globalists control all the currency and the money and have the high ground in government. But we have the moral high ground, and they're having trouble getting their system through. So we're not. Rome wasn't built in a day. We're not going to defeat this thing in a day. I appreciate your call. So many people have this guy's attitude where they demand some totally written up A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way down to Z, signed, sealed, and delivered plan. And everything you said was false about me. And I'm not trying to pick a fight with you here, sir. It's just shocking. And I really had trouble believing that was that you were trying to be legitimate there. There's a lot of general psychosis out in the public. We are a mentally ill society, all of us to some extent. It's a very sick society. All I've been doing is having people like Dr. Edwin Vieira on a few months ago and write through about states' rights, state sovereignty, states declaring sovereignty, not seceding, taking control of the federal government, as the Constitution states, is their job. And all we've done is have state reps on with bills, and we've told people, introduce this bill, get a state rep to introduce this bill in your state legislature, and call them and go down there. Now, if that isn't a plan to have the state say no to FEMA camps, no to gun confiscation, we got Mississippi, Louisiana, Wyoming, and a bunch of other states saying, passing or preparing to pass laws saying, we're not going to follow your unconstitutional gun control laws. Your laws don't have effect here, and we're instructing the county sheriffs under state power to resist you. That is beautiful, classic resistance to tyranny. We just got word that our listeners went down in mass separately. They weren't waiting for orders from headquarters. I said last week, we need Texans. This is shameful that Texas hasn't introduced a resolution and 20 other states have. Since then, I've confirmed what Dr. Corsi said Monday. Now, 8 states are in the process of introducing it, and I talked to the state representative's office this morning in Texas. We're going to wait till he's on Friday. The bill is being written for Texas to declare sovereignty because our listeners went down there this week and talked to their state reps who are in session right now. You know, I should have asked that guy before we hung up on him. Sir, have you gone down to the state legislature? He was calling from Texas. Have you taken did you take the time out to read the 20-plus resolutions that other states have and the 14 states that have now passed it, by the way? Have you taken that down to the Texas legislature, and have you gone and knocked on doors and gone in and talked to those state representatives? You know, they've been on the verge of banning gun shows in Texas, on banning anybody under 18 being able to even go shoot a firearm. It would ban Junior Olympics and 4-H shooting and a bunch of the YMCA. I went down. I knocked on doors. I went down there 3 or 4 days a week when it was in session in the late 90s. And I went in, and I went in and pressured state reps as a citizen. And I went in and testified. And I went and stood in line. And I caught bribery on video. And it made national headlines. Because I couldn't count on somebody else to do it. And then you call in criticizing me, going, I'm not hearing anything. I'm not seeing anybody do anything. Or other people email me and go, so what if states are introducing or passing resolutions to say no to the feds and gun confiscation and conscription and draft and enforced inoculation and banning homeschooling? They're not going to do anything. Nothing's going to happen. We need something real. We need a shooting war to start. We need a... This state move will have power if you breathe power into it, if you animate it with your energy. So I'm not going to spend any more time on you and your spirit of discord. But I will say this. I salute and commend from the bottom of my heart, and it warms my heart and buoys my very soul, that people are out there taking action, and that Texas, by Friday, is going to have introduced a bill with a bill number. I've already got the name of the resolution here, but I'm going to wait because they've asked us to, so that higher-ups will try to stop them from getting introduced. And then you sit there and you tell me we're not doing everything we can. You know, I only got about 3 hours sleep the night before last, and I got home last night. I went to bed right at 10, and then somebody comes knocking on the door wanting to talk to Alex Jones. Don't come to my house, anybody, when I'm there with my family or I'm sleeping. And then that was upsetting, and I had trouble getting to sleep. And I am literally dizzy right now with fatigue. When I work this much for several months straight, my vision starts getting blurred. I'm working so hard that my vision blurs sometimes. And then you call me, you lazy little creature, and you tell me I'm not doing enough. Do you think I have all the answers? Do you think I can do it all? I can't do it all. I can't do it all. It's up to you. And people end up blaming the messenger. And all these COINTELPRO people lie and say we don't offer solutions. It's a fraud. Now, I don't have time to bicker and whine here. I need people to take action in whatever way you see best, but just do something. Isaiah in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's just truly amazing to finally talk to you. I just wanted to say I've been listening to your show for years, since ninth grade and since high school, and I absolutely love your show. I just have a couple of questions. One, the economic situation that's happening right now is horrible, and it's only getting worse. And I was just wondering, what should we do as states or people or just communities, just people being together, what should we do in order to make it easier or just be able to survive? And
all right, bottom line, the globalists have captured the U.S. financially and militarily. Until we denounce them and rebuke them and expose them as foreign, as illegitimate, as a bunch of criminal Madoff types looting us, we declare all the derivatives a fraud, we let fools that invested in them go under, we let states and other institutions go under, they're too big, they need to, things are going to be tough. But if we don't take the pain now, we're going to allow these people to fully bankrupt us 10 times worse, fully federalize and internationalize everything, because by federalizing, they're already internationalized, and then we lose all local control. We defend the areas we've still got control, like the state. We expand our beachheads there. We expand out into regional state alliances and allied systems. We get the word out. Now is the time during this crisis people are listening. And, you know, people blow a lot more money than they think. You don't need crud. You don't need baubles.
Yeah, I agree.
The most important thing is to be prepared.
Yeah, people just waste their money on the stupidest things. And also, I also wanted to comment on the caller that was just on previously. That was not a legit listener. And to be honest, someone that's just calling to say, oh, well, AJ, tell me what to do, that's ridiculous. And I've seen so many videos about you where people try to defame you or just make you look like you're working for the New World Order or the globalists. And I just find it amazing that you're causing that much damage to these establishment, that they're going so far as to say you're working for them. It's amazing.
Well, you know, that's the globalists do that so that there's an excuse for people watching or listening to not take action.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Regardless, stay there, I'll come back to you. Everything I've said has been accurate. What's going on is real. They want to make it about Alex Jones instead of looking past me and actually getting together and doing something. Globalists always try to get into our meetings, everything we do, and stir things up, get everybody fighting with each other. Hey, that means we're doing our job. That means we're affecting change. We'll be right back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
All right, Isaiah, finish up the point you wanted to make.
Thank you very much. Well, I was just continuing about that caller. That was not a legit caller, and also it's just really amazing that after all these years of me watching it since ninth grade, it's how fast it's accelerated. I've also seen people, so many people waking up, and just to see 20 states like passing bills for sovereignty, that's just amazing. That's really, it really is amazing.
14 states have passed it. There's another 20 that have it. And people say, well, they won't enforce it. No, this is the beginning. We make sure they enforce it. But just to just to poo-poo everybody's efforts and say, we're not going to do anything, or getting a, you know, we need specifics. You know, that guy might have been a legitimate caller. We might be being too hard on him. I mean, he's frustrated.
Yeah, I agree, because some people, I guess some people just don't know where to start. But, like, when the Obama Deception DVD comes out, me and my friends, we're going to buy, like, at least 50 or 100 DVDs and just make copies and just and pass them out and say, hey, if you support Obama, you should have a look at this, you know?
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Speaking of the Obama Deception, it is in pre-sales right now. It'll be shipping out March 15th. You'll also be able to watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. So go to InfoWars.com and order your Obama Deception today. Also, we have in stock right now and are shipping Eye of the Phoenix, Part 3 of America's Secret Beginnings. Powerful film. Of course, my films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, Loose Change Final Cut. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in PA. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm a new member to the movement here, and I really haven't been here too long. But I was wondering something. I was looking up this passport card, and I haven't heard too many people talking about
the RFID that's in your passport that any thief, and it's been documented by the news, can ride around in any city and grab in just a few minutes hundreds of passport numbers and steal your identity. You mean that?
The Western Hemisphere travel.
Yes. For the North American Union, they advertise like a passport, but just for Northern Hemisphere, North American Union travel. Yes, they've got those.
Yeah, I was looking over that, and I mean, it's crazy. And they were talking about how if your state don't do the real ID, you can apply for that and use that with your driver's license for real
ID. Yeah, it's a federal ID.
Yeah, it's crazy. And a couple other things. A couple days ago, you were talking about the whole states flag. Like, you were talking about going back to the 13 stars and the stripes.
Not according to that caller. I'm not talking about eugenics either. Did you hear that when he said, I'm not talking about how they plan population?
I couldn't believe that. I mean, you look at your documentaries, and you most definitely talk about eugenics. Every day that I listen, you talk about eugenics. I mean, it's just insane. And what he was talking about with that you don't provide solutions, I can't imagine someone saying that, because you have plenty of commercials that provide tons of solutions. GetSeeds.com, SurvivalSeeds.com, MaineMilitary.com. All those commercials you have, they provide plenty of things that you can do in case martial law was implemented. You know what I mean?
But more than that, we're fighting to educate people about NORTHCOM so that people politically know what's happening so we can say no to it.
And if you watch your documentaries, you can see plenty of ways to organize and get together and plan your own movements and, you know what I mean, get things going so that you can actually make your own point known. You know what I mean? It's just absurd for somebody to say that you don't make any solutions, because you have plenty of solutions that you put out there. I respect everything that you do, and I you're a great American.
Well, I try, sir.
Most others, honestly.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Look, you're all great Americans as well. Now we sound like Sean Hannity. You're a great American. No, you're a great American. Man, I'm just trying to make sure my family doesn't get enslaved and everybody else doesn't get enslaved. I mean, we're being taken over by a bunch of Madoffs, a bunch of criminal banks. People are like, well, what's the solution? Take over your states. Say no. I mean, come on. The solution, look in the mirror.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.